Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. This is Carnita Smith with Mission from the Heart Radio. And, of course, in studio with me today is Minister Harold Copeland. And we are in studio today to start a series, new series, One with Jesus. That's the name of the series. You're in for a treat. We are going to look at how the love of God covers us and submerges us, and it prepares us and it shapes us and molds us for his benefit. Again, this new series is titled One with Jesus. And our launchpad scriptures for today in this new series is going to come from 1 John chapter 4, verse 17. And our second scripture is 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 17. So if you would, my brothers and sisters, make note of those verses in 1 John chapter 4, verse 17, and 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 17. And we are going to shine a light on God's love for his children. And Minister Harold is going to take over the lesson today in order to expose the word of God concerning this new series, One with Jesus. So we pray that you come ready, willing, and able, my brothers, my sisters, and just pull out your device for your Bible app or bring out your Bible and something to write with, that you would receive what God has for you. Always come hungry to the table of God. I say a banquet, you know, because he gives us so much to receive if we let him. So Minister Copeland is going to share with us, move in scripture with us, what we need to understand as the children of God on how big God's love is for his children. So, Minister Copeland, I'm going to hand the mic over to you so that you can walk us through the pages of the Bible. Minister Copeland?
Rejoice evermore. Pray without ceasing. And all things, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 16. Hello, everybody. Shalom. We release the peace of God in your hearts and your mind and your soul on this day. God bless you. We release the blessings of God upon you on this great day. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. I am Brother Harold Copeland, and along with our host minister, Carnita Smith, it's always an honor, privilege, and with great delight to be back in the studio together with you again. We always like to welcome everyone to Mission from the Heart Radio. We always want you to know that it's a privilege to fellowship with you concerning the truth of the Word of God. We want you to know that we love you. We appreciate you. And we thank God for your life. But most importantly, God loves you. God has a plan for your life. And every time you open your heart to receive the seed of the Word of God, God is downloading revelation knowledge into your heart by his Holy Spirit. And this revelation knowledge will take you to God's divine plan and destiny that he has for your life. And as we said earlier, we're starting a new series today, One with Jesus. Look at somebody and say, you're not alone. No, you're not alone. Jesus is with you. Amen. And his relationship with you is even greater than the relationship that he had with his apostles, his disciples. Because Jesus could only walk with them and walk by them, walk beside them. But this covenant that God has covenanted with you, with Jesus through the Holy Spirit, the power of the Holy Spirit and the power of the Word of God manifests the very life of Christ on the inside of you. And in this covenant that he has covenanted with you, he will never leave you. He will never forsake you. He's with you through the ends of the earth. He's with you in every storm. He's with you in every trial. He's with you in every situation. He's with you at the mountain. He's with you when you're in the valley. He's with you when you can't see a way out. He's with you. And he is ever so ready to release his power from the inside of you to do what you and I cannot do on our own. One with Jesus. Somebody say, I am one with Jesus. Oh, yes, you are. And he is one with you. I'm super excited today, amen, that we begin this series, because the main purpose of this series is to release our true identity. Amen. We are not known by what we do. We are not known by what people used to call us. We're not even that who mama said we were, our daddy said we were, our sisters, our brothers. Even what they predicted in the elementary schools or the junior high schools, or the, that's not us. The real us is always identified in Christ Jesus. Amen. I grew up from an alcoholic family. Amen. My daddy was the street bum in our city. And through that generation curse, the devil tried to label me as an alcoholic. Amen. Somebody say, but God. Amen. But God, through his Spirit, amen, gave me his identity, gave me that he has adopted me into his family. And now I am a son of God, empowered with the Holy Spirit. And I am one with Jesus, just like you. Whatever struggles or whatever trial you used to have, amen, now that you encountered Jesus and the two have become one, the struggles are over. And now you have an everlasting life. You have an abundant life on the inside of you. And that life's name is Jesus. As I say, I'm super excited today. And we are going to just dive right into this teaching. And you know, we always like to start out by reading our launch pad scriptures. And our first passage scripture comes out of the book of 1 John. That's 1 John chapter number 4, and we will be reading verse 17.
1 John 4:17. Love has been perfected among us in this, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. Amen.
Amen. Now let us read our second scripture, which would come out of the book of 1 Corinthians. The 1 Corinthians chapter number 6, and that's also verse 17. Let us read that.
Corinthians 6, verse 17, and it reads this way: but he who is joined to the Lord is one spirit with him. Amen.
Amen. And as Minister Smith opened up, the Holy Spirit allowed her to pull on the agape, to pull on the unconditional love of God. Amen. Talked about the overflow of that love, the magnitude. 1 John 4:17 said, this love has been perfected in us and through us. And as we go into the teaching, we want love to take us into the teaching. So open your hearts with me, and as we just release the Father's heart of love to his children. Amen. A love feast with Jesus, an abundance of his love, a love buffet, a buffet of love, more than we need, that we can release it into the hearts and the minds of others, that his love flows through us, in us and through us, that we can be his love vessels in the earth realm. An overflow, an abundance, a love feast, the Father's heart of love. Just receive it. Just receive the Father's heart of love, the loving heart of the loving Father that he pours out upon his children, even those that are unlovable. I was in that category. I was unlovable. There was times I didn't even love myself. Amen. But it's the love of God through the power of the Holy Spirit that drew me to the Father's heart of love. And the Father began to love me just as I was. And his love lifted me. You know the old song, love lifted me? Yes, his love picked me up and dusted me off and cleaned me up and gave me meaning. The Father's heart of love, a tsunami of love, a river of love just flowing to the heart of his people. Love made perfect is what 1 John 4:17 tells us, has been perfected in you and in me. And as Jesus is, amen, so are we. So are we right now. Amen. In this world, so are we, just like Jesus. Because our life is hidden in his life. Yes, yes. And since his life is love, what we can say is our life is hidden in his love. Oh, yes. Yes. What a mighty God. Look at somebody and say, what a mighty God that we serve. He's awesome. Amen. He is who he say he is. Amen. The King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the mighty God, the Prince of Peace, the everlasting Father. Praise you, Jesus. One with Jesus. As Jesus is, so are you. Amen. I'm not going to leave myself out. So are we right now in this world. And as was read so adequately, herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment. Because as he, meaning Jesus, is, so are we in this world. Now notice how the scripture says, in this world, and not in the world to come, not when we get to heaven. You know, some people look at this and say, yes, I know that when I go to heaven, I'm going to be just like Jesus. No, right now in this world, if you're a born again believer, Christ in you, that is your hope of glory, has become your very life. The supernatural life that God has called us to, the supernatural walk, this divine life that God has given us, comes from our inner being. And those that have been following Mission from the Heart, you know that we teach a true identity. We are a spirit. We have a soul, and we live in a physical body. And our life, amen, it's not this body. This body is just an earth suit that we have to carry the real us, which is the spirit that in the innermost part of our being that we call a spirit man. And we're not thoughts. Thank God, amen, that I'm not a thought, because sometimes I don't always think good thoughts. And it's refreshing to know that my identity in Christ is not a thought. Amen. My identity in Christ is a word, and not just any word, but God's word. Amen. And as you know, God's word is the only thing that can tell us who we are. Amen. We're not solidified by our doing, our works. We are solidified by who God said we are. And as you know, that God's word is a spiritual mirror. It's a spiritual mirror. And James tells us that we must look into that mirror and let the mirror of the word reflect who we are. And our job is to look into the mirror, let the mirror reflect, and believe the reflection that we see. Let us go to the book of 2 Corinthians. 2 Corinthians chapter 5. And let us read verse 17 also.
Second Corinthians chapter 5, starting in verse 17. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Amen.
Amen. Put on that spiritual identity in Christ. Anyone in Christ that's in the spirit man, the word of God speaks to our spirit and not to our head, I can say to our souls. And in Christ is that divine identity that the Heavenly Father has given us. Christ has been placed in us through the person of Holy Spirit. And God never does anything alone. And when I say alone, is we do not serve three gods, but God is manifested in three persons, but he's one God. It's a mystery. I don't fully understand it, but I know that when I believe it, a supernatural power shows up. When I believe it, another person is evident on the inside of me. When I believe it, it's no longer me. It's Christ. When I put my hope and trust in him, I don't have to operate in my own strength. It's his power working in me. Let us go to the book of Galatians, chapter 2, verse 20.
Galatians 2, verse 20. I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Amen.
Amen. See, I have been crucified with Christ. That's the old Harold. The Harold that was an alcoholic, according to that generation curse that came from his daddy. That's who I was in the flesh. But now, since I met Jesus, he took me to the cross. He took the old Harold to the cross with him. Oh, yes, he did. And the old Harold was crucified with Christ. And you know what? I was crucified with Christ, but it don't stop there. You know, and 3 days later, he rose again. Yes. And guess what? The old Harold and the old you, whoever that may be. I don't know, you know, but the old you was resurrected also into a new life, a spiritual life, a divine life with Christ. It's supernatural. Amen. I heard one preacher say that we as Christians, we're either supernatural or we're superficial. Amen. I choose to be supernatural, empowered by the Holy Spirit and the indwelling life of Christ dwelling on the inside. And we know this Christ has become the bridge that has connected our hearts back to the Father's heart. And that's why we can always connect to the Father's heart of love. Amen. We don't have to be down. We don't have to be mad or angry or be lonely. We never have to be alone again because of the promise of Jesus. What we said earlier, I never leave you. I never leave you. I never forsake you. I tell you what, whatever we go through, he's going through it with us. I like the psalm that say, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. Amen. I will fear no evil. Go on to say, for thou art with me. Hallelujah. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Praise God. Amen. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Come on. Hallelujah. Thou anointest my head with oil. Glory to God. My cup runneth over. Glory to God. Somebody say overflow. Praise God. Overflow. Surely, goodness and mercy, they are twin, goodness and mercy, shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. One with Jesus. Somebody say one with Jesus. Now, if we only look in the physical realm, we only look in the soulless realm, our physical part, our soulless part, to see if we like Jesus, we'll come to the conclusion. The Bible is so hard to understand because some of us may have zits, you know, like me. Some of us may be bald. And, you know, I'm getting up there in age. I got a few wrinkles. Somebody may have wrinkles and, you know, bulges around the waist, you know, and all kind of, what can we say, physical imperfection. We carry physical imperfections that we know Jesus don't have. And you know, let's go into the emotional realm, you know. Some of our emotions, you know, sometimes my emotions are thrown off. And I know Jesus' emotions are not like that. You know, we can get depressed in the soulless realm. We can get discouraged in the soulless realm. Some of us may get angry sometimes. Some of us may get bitter. And sometimes we just don't feel like loving that person that got on our nerves. And we look at all these contrary facts and we wonder, how can I be like Jesus? And as we said earlier, when we look at spirit, soul, and body, speaking to our spirit, amen. And we have to receive these truths in our spirit, man. And once we get the truth in our spirit, man, then we can take it to our minds and let our minds catch up with the miracle that God has already done. That he has already done in our spirit. In our spirit, man, we are just like Jesus in our spirit, man. You are a little Jesus. No, I didn't say you are Jesus. I said you are a little Jesus because Jesus lives in you. And let us go to the book of Romans. The book of Romans. We want to go to the book of Romans. And the 12th chapter, Romans chapter 12. So we'll be looking at verses 1 and 2. Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2.
Romans 12, verse 1. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, your reasonable service. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Amen.
Amen. The perfect will of God is to put his perfection in you, in me, inside of you, inside of me, when we believe. And that perfection has already been placed, amen, in the life of Christ, one with him. the spirit realm in us has already been fulfilled. You know, the scripture we read, any man being Christ is a new creature. Yes. In the spirit man, we a new creature, new creation. And some translations say a new species, a new specimen, that has never been seen before. Amen. That is perfect in all of his ways. Yes, yes, yes. If you're born again, you are perfect in all of your ways. You're brand new. A new creation. Born again. The spitting image of Jesus Christ, created in the image and the likeness of our Father. Hallelujah. And that's why it's just so awesome, you know, to hang out in the spirit. Amen. Hang out in that place of perfection. Amen. And you say, well, how do I hang out in the spirit? Well, by reading the word of God from your heart. Amen. From your heart. Those spiritual truths and spiritual realities to come alive. Somebody say come alive. Yes, to come alive. See, and the word the Bible used is quicken. Mm-hmm. Quicken. He said, I quicken your mortal body. Amen. And that means to make alive. Quicken means make alive, to come alive. Amen. See, even as I speak this word from the inside, I'm coming alive. Amen. Amen. And see, the word of God is burning on the inside of me. Amen. You know, Jeremiah said, it's like fire. Amen. Jeremiah said, it's like fire shed up in my bones. Amen. That word comes alive. Jesus' word is a living word. Let's go to the book of John and qualify this. The book of John, chapter 6, John chapter 6, verse
63. John
6, 63? 63, correct.
It is the spirit who gives life, the flesh profits nothing. The words that I speak to you are spirit, and they are life. Amen.
Amen. See, it's the spirit where this life is. Amen. Amen. The supernatural life. You know, some people say, you say super. Yes. God has given us a supernatural life in the presence of his son, by the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And this life has been placed in the inner man. Holy Spirit in us releases the resurrection life of Jesus Christ on the inside of us. It's the spirit that gives life. The flesh profiteth nothing. And you know, what is the flesh? Let's cross over there. What is the flesh? Well, the flesh is when Harold is thinking his own thoughts. Okay, when Brother Copeland is thinking his own thoughts, what is the flesh? When Brother Copeland is focused more on his circumstances than he is focused on his God that lives on the inside of him. When Brother Copeland is focusing on his situation more than he is focusing on his God that lives on the inside of him. When the mountain has gotten too big for Brother Copeland, and Brother Copeland think that it's his job to move the mountain instead of trusting God, amen, to move the mountain. That's flesh. When I'm focusing on my circumstances and my situation, what I can touch, taste, hear, see, smell, I'm operating out of my five senses. That's flesh. Amen. And the flesh profit is nothing. And Jesus go on in that scripture and you say, that the words that I speak, amen, glory to God. And what you say, well, what words you're talking about? Well, from Genesis to Revelation, amen, those words are powerful. And Jesus said that they are spirit, amen, say supernatural, yes, they are spirit, Amen. And they give what? Life. Yes. The life that God has given us. The divine life. Amen. And that's how we have to know ourselves in Christ. Somebody say in Christ. Yes. We have to know ourselves the way God knows us. Amen. And let's say see. We have to see ourselves the way God sees us. Oh, yes. And God sees us where? In Christ. Our supernatural identity. Amen. And you know, Paul said, we no longer know each other by the flesh. Amen. You want to love your brother? You want to love your sister? Know them no more by the flesh. Amen. And when they speak fleshly things or solidify themselves by what's going on in the flesh, amen. Look at them and say, you're no longer there, my dear. You're no longer there, my brother. You're no longer there, my sister. You're in Christ now. Amen. And in Christ, amen, we have overcome. Somebody say we have overcome. Amen. We have overcome the world. Amen. We have overcome the tricks and the lies of the devil. Come on, somebody help me. It's already done. Look at somebody and say it's already done. Amen. Say it is finished. Glory to God. Amen. Say the struggle is over. Praise God. It is. Why? Because Christ in us is our hope of glory. Amen. I feel the presence of the Lord. Let me just give him praise just a little bit. Father, we give you glory. Hallelujah. Father, we magnify you. Oh, Father, we exalt you, God, in mission from the heart. This morning, we just rejoice in you. Hallelujah. We lift you up on the radio broadcast. We lift you up in the studio. We give you all the glory. We give you all the honor. We give you all the praise. For truly, you are worthy. Hallelujah. And we thank you for loving us in spite of us. We thank you for releasing your love in the deep places of our hearts. And we thank you that your love is released out of our hearts, into our souls, and through our bodies. We thank you that your love just creates a heavenly atmosphere, even in the studio, even on the broadcast, that you just create a divine heavenly atmosphere with your glory. Yes. And let your glory fill this place. Let your glory fill the hearts and the minds of your people. And by the power of your spirit, begin to draw them that are far away. Begin to draw them. Draw them unto you. Amen. The Spirit of the Lord is present. And I'm going to release another nugget before we go to the cross. Amen. Because now, you know, we're understanding spirit, soul, and body. Amen. And we got to go there. John, let's go to the book of John. John chapter 4, and we're going to look at verse 24. John chapter 4, verse 24.
God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and truth.
Amen. Yes, yes, yes. See, the spirit is standing up. Amen. The spirit man is in me is standing up, and the spirit man in you is standing up. Amen. That's Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. And the life of Christ is being released. Amen. Through us, and we have that connection. That connection. We remember on Emmaus Road after Jesus' resurrection, and he met the two disciples that was walking to Emmaus, and he began to walk with them, and they wasn't aware of who he was, and he began to, you know, break bread. Yes, he began to release the word. Amen. And we know the story. Eventually they made it to Emmaus, and they went into a room and began to eat together, and Jesus began to do a communion. And when he broke the bread, when Jesus broke the bread, they realized it's the Master. It's the Master. You know, and Jesus left divinely, but they looked at each other and they said, did it just burn in our hearts when he spoke? Amen. Glory to God. It was the word speaking the word. Amen. Jesus, the word, amen, was speaking the word. And when he spoke the word and the word was received in their hearts, come on, it began to burn. Amen. Praise God. And I just sense that burning. Glory to God. I sense that burning. Amen. The Spirit of God. Amen. I sense a cleansing there. And I'm going to ask the Lord to release a cleansing into the studio by his word. You know, he said, by the washing of the word of God, by the washing of the word. Amen. That any imperfection that would try to come forth out of our, in our hearts and in our minds, any contamination of thoughts, you know, that would try to congest our minds and our hearts, that the word of God begin to release a cleansing by the power of the Spirit of God. Yes. Amen. Yes. You know what Jesus said, that we pull down strongholds. Amen. That the word of God begin to pull down strongholds that we try to operate in our hearts and our minds and our souls. Amen. And he said, cast down imaginations and cast down every high thing that will try to exalt itself over the knowledge of God. Amen. Amen. Together, let's cast down every stronghold. Let's pull down every stronghold. Cast down every imagination. Cast down every high thing that would exalt itself over the knowledge of God. In the end of that, say, and bring every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. Amen. Which is bringing, saturating the heart and the mind with the word of God. That's what that is, just saturating. Amen. You know, God said, I will keep you in perfect peace whose mind stays on me. He said, how do my mind stay on God? That's a good question. Amen. Amen. By meditating on the word of God. Hallelujah. Amen. By meditating on the word of God day and night. Come on, that's Psalms. Psalm chapter 1, I think it's 1 through 5. Let's read that, Psalm chapter 1. Amen. Amen. Praise you, God.
Psalms 1, starting at verse 3.
No, let's start at 1, verse 1, please.
Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night. Verse 3, he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth its fruit in its season, whose leaf also shall not wither, and whatever he does shall prosper. Amen.
Amen. That's a beautiful scripture. Amen. Look at yourself and say, I'm a tree. Yes. Amen. Say, I'm a tree planted by the rivers of waters. Amen. Look at somebody and say, I delight in the law of the Lord. Amen. You say, what is the law of the Lord? That's the word of God. Amen. I delight in his word. Amen. His word is a delight to my heart. Amen. His word is a delight to my mind. Amen, because the word of God erases all those squirrely thoughts and those squirrely thinking. Amen. And I heard some people call it thinking. Yes. Amen. When we get our minds and our hearts away from the word of God, we enter into a realm called thinking. Amen. And we don't want to go there. Look at somebody and say, we don't want to go there. Praise God. Hallelujah. The Jesus in me. Amen. And the Jesus in you. Hallelujah. The Jesus in me, love the Jesus in you. Amen. And the Jesus in you, love the Jesus in me. Because we're one with Jesus. Amen. And Jesus is one with us. Well, maybe there's somebody, amen, in studio or somebody listening by radio that say, well, I haven't had the opportunity to ask Jesus to come into my heart to ask Jesus to come into my life. I tell you what, you cannot be in a better place than where you are right now because you're listening to Mission from the Heart. And we at Mission from the Heart, we are a salvation ministry. Amen. And every time the word of God goes forth, amen, God's word is looking for somebody's heart that it can be a seed that can be planted into their heart. Every time the word of God goes forth, Holy Spirit is on that word. And Holy Spirit is looking for a heart that needs to be drawn to the Father's heart of love. And maybe that's your heart. And I tell you what, this is the greatest day of your life because you have the greatest opportunity that any human being will ever be able to have. Jesus Christ is a knocking on your door by his word and through the power of the Spirit. And you hear that voice and you open that heart, he will come sup with you. It is time for me to stop. It is time for me to drop. And it is time for me to pray. It's time for me to turn this microphone over to Minister Smith, that through the power of the Spirit of God, she would take us to the cross to receive Jesus. Minister Smith.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Brother Harold, for guiding and leading us and bringing us through the word of God. My brothers and sisters, the time has come. The time has come to now be ready to receive what God has for you. And that is, my brothers and sisters, that is the salvation of Jesus Christ. So we don't want to assume, for that would be irregular of us. We do not want to assume that every listener to this broadcast is saved. So we always do what we've said in every broadcast, and that is stop, drop, and pray. It is so important for us to extend Jesus Christ to the listeners of this broadcast. And we do that by stopping, dropping, and praying salvation for those who may not know him in the pardoning of their sin. So this is what the time now is in the broadcast for us to do that. And so God's purpose, as Minister Copeland has so beautifully shared with us through scripture, God's purpose of peace and life through his love. God loves you and I and wants us to experience his peace and life abundantly and eternally. And this is the way we get that done, through salvation. Through salvation. We have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. We have peace, the peace that you need in these troublesome times now, maybe in a circumstance of your life, my brother, my sister, that you're just at your wit's end, and you've turned to every solution in this world, and not any of it has worked. So now it is time for you to stop, drop on your knees or lay prostrate, if you will, or just bow your head and pray to a God that created you and fashioned you in the womb of your mother. He knew you before you knew yourself. This God is an abundant God. This God is a God who can bring solution to your every problem. And that is the peace of God along with the life of God on this side of heaven. Mr. Copeland referenced that, referenced to that, that when Christ lives on the inside of you, my brother, you, my sister, that you are as he is on this side of heaven, in this world, according to our scripture. So now it's time for us to take care of business. And those who are listening to this broadcast, please partner with us, Minister Copeland and I, that we would pray one with another. For those who want to give their life to Christ, we encourage you to do it right now. No more faking it till I make it or trying to live in a hypocritical way. And that is putting on a mask, pretending theatrics. No more of that. We put that aside. We pull that down. We cast it aside today. So now it is time for you to be real, or as the series is so beautifully named, one with Jesus. So my brothers and sisters, let's pray with the one who has said yes today. We don't know who you are, but God knows who you are, and that's all that matters. He is the one that knows you because he created you for this reason right now, and that is to give your life, your heart to him. So let's pray. Now, for those who are praying with us, lift up that individual that you have been carrying on your heart. Lift them up in prayer right now as we partner together. Lift up that person, maybe that spouse or that wayward child. It might be a coworker in your circle of influence. Lift them up that God would use you to water. Maybe he's used you to plant a seed in their heart, but God will bring the increase. He will bring the increase. And this is what we want to do right now. So let's pray. Lord God, here I am. Here I am, Lord, with outstretched hand, with bowed head, and with humbleness in my heart the best I know how. Lord, I believe that you are my creator. You created me. I believe that you are my God. Lord, I believe that Jesus died on the cross for me. He blessed, saved me from my sins. Thank you, Lord God. Lord, I know by faith that you created all that I need, that you saved me this day, because I've brought my petitions to your feet. Lord, I love you. Lord God, I thank you. Lord God, I need you this day and all of my days to come. Lord, I just bring myself. So I trust and believe that you will clean me up on the inside. Your word said it is so. As I continue to listen to your still small voice from this day forward, Lord, I know and believe you will use me. Here I am, Lord. Here I am, trusting and believing you and you alone. Thank you, Lord, for nudging me. Thank you, Lord, for pulling me. Thank you, Lord, for allowing me to stay for this time, to come to know you for eternity's time. Thank you, Lord.
for all that you have done for me. I don't deserve it, Lord, but because of your love for me, here I am saying thank you with outstretched hands. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. As you get up, raise your head, stretch your arms out even further. This is a time to praise him. This is a time to worship him now in spirit and in truth. Praise him with the fruit of your lips. And even if you want, you can just dance before the Lord. It is a time for you to become joyful in the Lord. And if you're in a place where you cannot do that, then I encourage you to do it somewhere where you can just shout out to him in a hallelujah praise, in a little dance or a hand clap with the outwardness of your body. Hallelujah. Now, we encourage you to seek out a small group or a church within your community, a Bible teaching church within your community that you could be baptized by submersion of water. So when you get up, hallelujah, praise the Lord, you have now declared to the world, to those who are looking, that you are a Christ follower, that you are a testament to his salvation. Hallelujah. Now seek out a small group or a Sunday school class within that church also, that you can grow and go in grace. This is what the saints are to do, grow and go, and continue to listen to Mission from the Heart Radio. These are important discipleship areas that need to be used in a way that growth will take place in you, my brother, my sister. It is so important. You don't want to be saved just by being saved. There is a purpose for our salvation, and that is that God will use us mightily, not only just be receive blessings from God, but it is a blessing to be used by God. That is a blessing, that the fruit of your lips will share what God has done so beautifully in you. Your testimony is a testament to who God is and how he can change a sinner man, a sinner like me. So we encourage you to share what God has done in and through you over your discipling of time, because that is a time for you to testify about the goodness of Jesus Christ. So as we continue in our lesson, if time allows, I'm going to give the mic back over to Minister Copeland, and he can praise you and praise God for you to have given your life to Christ. Hallelujah. Minister Copeland.
Amen. Hallelujah. The highest praise. The angels are rejoicing. Amen. God is smiling. Amen. He's smiling because of you. Amen. You turned your heart away from the world. Amen. And you turned your heart to the Father's heart of love. Amen. You opened that door that was shut. Amen. To the things of God. Amen. It was shut to the things of God. Amen. But you allow God himself, as you open that door, through the person of Jesus Christ, he come and sup. He supped with you and allowed you to sup with him. Truly, this is an hour of rejoicing. Amen. And God is working. You have given God the permission to work in you. Amen. Those things that you couldn't do in your yesterday, today, right now, by faith, God is working a work. He's working a work in you. And it's a beautiful work. Ephesians. Let's go to Ephesians and look at that word before we close. Ephesians chapter 3, yes, chapter 3, verse 20.
Ephesians 3, starting in verse 20. And it reads this way, "Now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us." Amen.
Amen. See, God is working in you right now. The miracle worker is working in you. You're a miracle. Amen. And he's working a miracle in you. The promise keeper. He's the promise keeper. Amen. And every promise from Genesis to Revelation is yours. Amen. And now that you're connected to him and he's one with you, one with Jesus. Somebody say one with Jesus. Amen. He's releasing his promises. Miracle worker, light in the darkness. Yes. Amen. He is shining his light in every dark places of your heart and your mind and your soul. I got to get a piece of this. Let me say our hearts, in the dark places of our hearts, he's shining his light. In the dark places of our minds, he's shining his light. And you know what Paul said after he got saved? He saw that light. He said, that light is bright as the noonday sun. Oh, yes, it is. Glory to God. And it's shining into our hearts and our minds and our souls. Hallelujah. It is finished. Amen. And God is working in you and through you. With no help from you, he's doing exceeding abundantly above all that you can ask or think. And it's not your power anymore. According to the power of the Holy Spirit that is working in you. Hallelujah. Amen. Our time is far spent. Amen. Don't forget about us next week. We're going to continue in this teaching next week. One with Jesus, your new identity. We're going to put on the new man who's created after God in righteousness and true holiness, and we will never take him off again. Amen, amen. Let me release the blessing. May the grace of God go before you on this day, and may the peace of God rest and abide in your hearts and your minds and your souls forever. And may the love of God overflow out of every one of us, that others may come to know Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. God bless you. I love you. Minister Smith.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Minister Copeland. And you know how we say it here on Mission from the Heart. Always the grass wither and the flowers fadeth away, but the word of God will remain forever and ever and ever. God bless you, my brothers and sisters, and all of you who listen on a faithful basis, that we will be back together again. Enjoy the rest of your week, and God bless you all.